WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Critic at Large Laurie Stone has some thoughts on the work of several lesbian and feminist performers who are breaking new ground in theater.
Where's the political theater in this country? You can forget commercial plays and even most non-commercial performances. A couple of comedians are doing sharp political commentary, Harry Shearer foremost among them, and so are some gay and lesbian feminist theater groups. For years, gay artists have been going into the world as gays, claiming and proving that their experience as homosexuals gives them a particular vantage point on the culture. Lesbians have always worked in theater, but until recently, they haven't openly identified as lesbians on stage. The breakthrough came in New York in the late 70s with the formation of WOW Cafe. WOW stands for Women One World. Virginia Woolf said that artists need community to grow, people supporting each other, stimulating one another's ideas. And that's just what WOW has offered a batch of women fed up with acting in retro roles. Like many fledgling theater groups, WOW started off righteous and sentimental. There was too much self-congratulation and group therapy. Now, a number of artists have moved past that and are producing droll, innovative work. Cuban-born playwright and performer Carmelita Tropicana is a brainy loon whose play, Memories of the Revolution, was a hit last fall at PS 122 in New York. Tropicana specializes in new old vaudeville shtick and cavorts on pop culture landfill. The men in her plays are acted by women, and some of her characters are lesbians. Drag sets her free to lampoon rigid ideas about gender, and putting lesbians on stage, created by a lesbian, gives us a picture of a group that's mostly been invisible there. Another WOW offshoot, Dress Suits to Hire, by Holly Hughes, is currently running at New York's InterArt Theater. It's performed by Peggy Shaw and Lois Weaver, women who spearheaded WOW and have a company of their own called Split Britches. Shaw usually does James Dean, Gary Cooper turns, eyes like slits, no smile, violence under the skin. But here she dresses up like Rita Hayworth, and the impersonation unleashes a new ribald hilarity and sexiness. She still plays the dumb hunk, and opposite her, Weaver is a savvy, salivating blonde. Their 80-minute duel is more of a surreal poem than a plotted play. It's a mellifluous ode to lesbian eros and a joyful send-up of all romantic fantasy. Hughes depicts sex styles, not genders or sexualities, and the welding of word to image is especially powerful in Shaw's performance. With the flick of an eyelash, the flip of her red mane, she becomes a temptress in black garter belt, or a woman in female drag, or a male drag queen. Not all WOW alumni come on stage as lesbians or are lesbians, but they're all feminists. The actress and comedian Reno developed her act at WOW, and her explosive edge and punkoid style are a wake-up call. Many women comics bounce off feminism and sexual adventure, but few live and die by them. Reno never trims her social vision to fit fashionable jokes. She's checking out sexual language in the dictionary. I looked up vagina one time, she stares at the audience. One time, sure. In a confessional interlude, she confides, I'm a nervous type. My friends told me to get a massage. I did, but halfway through I realized he was never going to get to my favorite part. Why beat around the bush? All of these performers are touring the country. Get your local clubs and theaters to book them. In this frightened age of AIDS, where simple answers are sought about sex, where ambivalence is feared, and where old sex roles are being reasserted as they haven't been for 25 years, these artists wittily insist that you can't turn back the clock and that we don't know exactly what makes a man and what makes a woman.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and is a contributor to The Village Voice.